Welcome to the Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Mark 14, 1 and 2, and verses 10 and 11, betrayal. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people." Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money, and he sought an opportunity to betray him. We now move into the center, or what we'd call the crux of the gospel. Jesus is about to enter the full process. It's going to go out of his hands. Now, the reminder in Scripture is Jesus says, "No one takes my life, I lay it down." But once this process starts, it's going to continue. Jesus will declare that he could call angels to take him away from that space, but he's not going to do that. And we get one of Mark's intercalations here, or one of his sandwiches. Two verses that talk about those who are seeking to kill him, and then an insider, someone who makes it possible. In the middle is this anointing. It's interesting that the anointing of who Jesus is framed by the evil plotting of others. But it's all in the plan of God. This is the first reference by Mark to any specific time of year or date on the Jewish calendar. The Passover was a significant time. Most of the celebrators of festival would have been in Jerusalem for the Passover. It was to commemorate the Exodus. Redemption, liberation are the celebratory notes of this gathering. And because of it, there's an opportunity for a potential revolution. We're going to see this as one of the backdrops of concern by the religious leaders. The text here says that they don't want to do it during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people. Interesting what they were thinking. Did they think Jesus was going to stay beyond the feast, and this would be their opportunity as people were passing out of town? But it escalates really quickly. The narrative begins picking up pace. This Judas Iscariot is going to seize an opportunity. There's a lot of question around why he would betray Jesus. The other gospels point to greed and satanic inspiration. Had he become disillusioned with Jesus? He's not acting like the Messiah that he had expected. There's actually a second century text. It's a Gnostic text called the Gospel of Judas. And they suggest that Judas is the protagonist in the story, acting on Jesus's orders. Jesus wanted to escape the mortal body. This is all rather fanciful. What we do know is that God's plan was to bring redemption. And there are four sightings of it in the Hebrew scriptures and the events of the people of God. But now it's coming to the full form. In the same way that Jesus says, "No one takes my life, I lay it down," we always know that there is one who is the true storyteller. It's God in heaven. The so what of this passage is a reminder that we have a Savior who understands what it means to be betrayed. There's one thing to have people come against you, but when you've invested in people and you've done a lot for them and all of a sudden they turn on you, I know some of the people listening to this podcast, and quite a few of you, as a matter of fact, are people that work in kingdom ministry. Your vocation is ministry. We're all called to ministry, but you have a second level calling to ministry. I know from my own experience, there are people that I've done a lot for and been invested in, and they simply just don't show up or will betray you at different times. Instead of becoming bitter in those moments, the invitation is to know that we have a Savior that understands. And acknowledge that maybe in God's plan, that betrayal is good for us. because we won't put our confidence in people, but we'll look to him. Release those who've betrayed you. Don't allow a bitter root to follow up, because then you remain free. They'll have to answer for their betrayal. You get to answer to God for how you've released your betrayers. Jesus will ultimately do this on the cross when he says, "Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they're doing." And actually, he's saying that about us as well, because even in our sin, we often forget we are doing this in such a way that it caused our Savior to be betrayed and crucified. Lord, today, we want to release anyone that we might have any sense of discord with, and especially those who have disappointed us and betrayed us at different times. We want no bitter roots in our life. We want to be free to do the things that you've called us to. In Jesus' name, amen.